This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
You look like you're going to be very well prepared today. You were writing furiously. Spence was writing furiously a minute ago.
I had to remember certain little things I saw on the news, and it was something I saw last night. I'm like, don't forget to write that down because it will escape me.
I took incomplete notes this morning, and I know I'm going to pay for it later. I'd say there's, and it's a much longer story than we have time, and it's so boring. But the short version is, I generally go, here's the thing, here's where I found it, because inevitably I'll go, oh, I'll remember that. And then, oh, I don't know, about 7:45 this morning,
yeah,
I'll go to recall said item and I'll be like, where the hell did it go? I'll be like, oh, what happened to you? I have a serious question right now.
Yes.
Okay, so there's a smell, I don't want to make it sound bad, but there's a smell in the studio this morning and I'm noticing it. Ordinarily, I don't notice it. Kayla loses her mind, Spence a little less so. As far as the, you know, what it smells like in the room.
Okay.
And then I had this crazy thought. You know how you get weird thoughts in the shower?
Uh-huh.
This crazy thought this morning. And I want you to tell me the truth. Do I stink?
No, you don't smell.
Is it me?
No, not that I've noticed before.
No, because all of a sudden I went, you know what they say, if you look around the room and you can't figure out who the a-hole is, it's, you know.
What does it smell like?
No, right now it smells like Spence's breakfast, most likely.
Okay.
And whatever. And I don't care because I'm like, you know, things, there are different aromas in the world and that's just, you know, kind of part of the deal. But I started thinking about this because you will freak out. I've got to get some air circulating in here. And then you're mad because it's cold air and then whatever. And you're never happy. But when was the last day you didn't have some sort of air conditioning slash aroma freak out?
It's not. I mean, I have one every day, but they're not freak out.
I love you. That's the best. That's great.
By the way, if you were the stinky one, you wouldn't notice it.
This is what I'm saying.
The stank guy never notices their stank.
This is what I'm saying to you. This is exactly what I'm saying. Because I'm like, every day there's a something. And I'm like, I don't think I smell it. And I mean, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
But most days I go, I don't get it.
See, I don't notice it until like I'll leave the room and then I come back and I go, oh, that's how it smells bad. But then I start worrying about the same thing. I go, God, is it me? Am I the stinky one? Shoot.
And then I rarely leave the room. So that's why I don't. Yeah. That's why I don't have that same. I don't have that same recognition. But even coming in the morning, I don't like. I don't. So okay. So is it me?
I don't think so. No.
She's not sure. She doesn't think so.
I gave you a hug yesterday, and you didn't smell then, and the room still got stinky at some point. So
fair enough.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I just wanted to make sure. Now was the time.
And if we were going to play the game, who in the room, I would get pointed at because I look like I would be the stinky one, and I don't think I'm.
Tutor. You look like the tutor. Like you would just continue to toot.
Yeah, because you're the guy that swears to God that you can fart and it doesn't stink.
Well, and if I hold it in, I'll have a bellyache, so I can't.
Right, but you say, mine don't stink.
Rarely,
which
rarely
literally
they.
He is the definition of the guy who thinks that his doesn't stink.
Exactly.
You know, literally, it's a literal thing.
Yeah.
It's not a commentary on his personality.
No.
He literally doesn't believe that what comes out of him stinks.
Not typically.
Yeah. No, other than that, he's a great guy. I'm not saying, you know, he's that guy.
Right.
He's the other guy. All right, so as long as we have that straight.
Yeah.
Why is it like 13 degrees in here?
I don't know. I haven't checked the AC yet.
I don't know what's going on. Chet Buchanan Show Before the Show Show, 98.5 KLUC.
The Chet Buchanan Before the Show Show.
The only morning show I wake up with.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, Kayla, you sick?
I'm not sick.
What's wrong with you?
I got a really bad migraine like about 9 o'clock yesterday morning. And I could not shake it at all. So I had to leave super early. And I spent my entire afternoon in my closet laying on the ground because it was the darkest part in my house. So just being in the dark and putting a cold towel on my face mm-hmm. and trying to sleep and everything.
I had a hard time with that when I was a kid.
Migraines?
And they couldn't figure it out. Huh. They thought maybe I had a tumor.
Nobody wants that.
Oh, boy. Wait. Be really careful. Don't say anything. My God, did anybody else just get flamed? Spence and I joked about this a little bit, and I mentioned it on the air that I thought yesterday when we were talking about Spence not wanting to donate a kidney unless he knows if somebody's getting paid for it.
Right.
And that I said that we'd probably take a little abuse for because people hear what they want to hear.
Yeah.
Spence and I joked about it off the air later. Did you get lit up on
no,
that?
No, I had to clarify to like two people that it wasn't that my family was going to get paid for my kidney, that I was making sure that I had to make sure and educate myself that nobody else was getting paid. There was a big difference. Like, I wanted to sell my organs, and I'm like, no.
By the way, that viewpoint of if somebody's making money off of it, off of my kidney, yeah. By the way, and I was told I was disrespectful by calling it kidney. I was disrespectful. I am disrespectful to organ donors because I called it a kidney.
There's nothing to say to that.
I
was like, wow, that just got that silence was deafening.
No, but I didn't get anything like outside of that. And I'm perfectly willing to say that I am ignorant to how the process works, and I'm working on that.
Well, so my point to this, here's my whole point. Because honestly, I was like, it was a good bit. You know what I mean? Because if somebody gets riled up over something, that's usually a pretty good sign.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it wasn't like I got 100 emails. I got like 3. But is there any greater insult? Is there anything more condescending? Is there anything more Karen besides I want to speak to your manager, which I will be speaking to? Yes, they will be. I want – send me the email address. And then they said educate yourself. Is there anything more condescending than educate yourself? And all I could think of is, you know what makes little Jess laugh really hard? When you and I, when we're joking around in the room and I go, read something.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll say, read yes. something, which is the funny version between your friends of educate yourself.
Yeah.
And so, you need to educate yourself. And I wrote back, that was actually the entire bit was exactly. Spence educating himself. So it looks like we agree.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Have a great day. It was, but I just was like, you need to educate yourself. Oh, stop it.
Stop it, Karen. Off your,
and then it was really funny that they said, you need to send me the email address for your boss. Which is the same as I want to speak to the manager.
Yeah, it's exactly the same thing.
So I actually wrote them back and told them that they need to educate themselves on how to find my boss's email. I didn't.
I really wanted to, but
that's not my character. I was just like, yeah, okay, cool. Go ahead. Have a nice time. As of now, I don't think they actually wrote. And yeah, that's right. I don't care.
Exactly.
Funny. Because it was all fun and games. And that's why we do this in the Before the Show show.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Guess what day it is.
What?
It's not Wednesday.
No.
Guess what? Mike. It's not that day. Guess what day it is.
What day is it? No.
Little Jess, do you know what day it is?
No.
You know what day it is. Here's the thing. We're not in mid-season form yet. This is the problem. You know what day it is. How? Okay, Spence scores more Golden Knights tickets to more games than anybody in this town you know.
That is very true.
How often do you actually pay for tickets?
Half the time.
Did you pay for opening night?
Yes.
Are you paying for tonight?
No. That'd be half the time.
And are you and are you being exactly? Enjoy that double math major. are you being rewarded for dumping Spence's challenge yesterday?
I don't know if I'm being rewarded, but I'm going with those guys.
That's funny. Then you're being rewarded. You are being rewarded for bad behavior.
It was so funny. We have a guy on staff, Joe, does a lot of web stuff, and Joe's a huge Golden Knights fan. And he's like, are you going to the game? And I'm like, not unless the ticket fairy poops one out. And then literally 10 minutes later, well, guess what the ticket fairy did?
By the way, and I think you've just picked up on this, that's what Spence calls that.
Yeah.
Well, if the ticket fairy will poop one out, and he said, and he's been saying it since day one of the Golden Knights.
Yes.
If they, and the ticket fairy shows love to Spence more than, again, more than anyone I know. It's
very thankful.
It's astounding.
Yeah, you've aligned yourself with the right people.
Yeah.
It's very smart.
And these people have come around, and they're like, yeah, hey, way to go, dummy. You gave up all that money yesterday. You gave up $1,273 if you missed it. Crystal Boney of Henderson yesterday tied Spence. She got one.
Yeah, I know. Awful.
And she tied Spence for $1,273 and is going backstage to meet the Jonas Brothers. Don't let that slip by unnoticed.
That's really
either.
Cool.
All for getting one.
I jinxed myself. I told a buddy of ours, Salty Dan, who likes to play and studies a lot for Spence's challenge. I go, I can get three without even trying, typically.
Not yesterday. Nope. Not yesterday. So the Terrible Herbs guys are all over him. He's getting 53 texts from those guys going, hey, yeah, thanks for giving away our money.
Yeah.
And then, hey, want to go to the game? What the hell, man? Again, being rewarded for the bad behavior.
Well, it puts my focus in check, because then I have to make sure to get home and study before I go to the game, because then if I come home late and study at 10:30 or something, then there's a good chance I'll lose tomorrow.
Yeah, honestly, tomorrow's the day you want to play.
Right.
To Spence, because he's going with the Terrible Herbs guys, so Spence is going to get drunk tonight. Let's be honest. Let's just call it spade.
Yeah, the whiskey's flowing like wine.
It's
perfect.
Whiskey's flowing like...
I don't know what
that
means.
Water? Yeah. Or the wine also flowing? Yeah. Well, whatever it is. Whatever it is.
Makes sense to me.
What is this show that you and your son are watching, Lil Jess?
We finished watching it. It's called Raising Dion. It's on Netflix. It's sci-fi. It's pretty cool. I can't tell it without giving so much away.
Well, that's not very good for a radio show. I've got to be honest
with you. Y'all, I got to work on that. So I would say it's about a boy who lost his father and he gained some superpowers and he's just trying to figure him out. Yeah. I think it's the beginning to a very good series, and it has a nice twist in it, which I was very shocked, but not a lot of episodes. So we're kind of bummed now.
And it was and it was just something that you and your 11-year-old could bond over and hang
definitely,
out.
Definitely.
I love that.
It had some really good messages in it, and I didn't think he was going to like it at first, but I was like, I'm tired of watching the same episodes, because we're rewatching this show called 100, which we've seen probably 100 times already.
What's another
sci-fi
one. What's 100?
It's where humans are now in space, and then they let the 100 go down to the Earth to see if it's still livable without giving too much away.
Yeah, right. You can't spoil everything. No, I really want to do that. What... you want to do that for first pick today? Hang on. What do I have for first pick? Nope. We could save this for tomorrow. I have just come up with a new first pick. Think about this. What is the... Okay, so those sound like good TV shows. You know, you're the 100 and you're Raising Dion.
Yeah.
Those are good ones. What's the stupidest TV show that you're watching presently? We'll do that for the first pick next.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I'll tell you why this comes up. We have become you guys were talking about how you sat down, you watched this. Was it Raising Dion? And you and Dwayne, you sit down, you're like, it's got a good message. And I like my kid and I watch this together and all that. And I'm like, yeah, what did we watch? 90 Day Fiance the other way. And my wife loves it. And I'm like, and every time it's on, here's how this happens. It's on. I'll come in. I'll see that it's on. And for whatever reason, it angers me. Because it's so dumb. These people are just the biggest idiots on the planet.
Yes, they are.
And much love. They're all just trying to find love.
Uh-huh.
They are. They're just trying to find love.
And fame.
And then...
There's that.
Such as it is. But it's... it sucks. It's so bad. And that, but that's what makes it great. So I will curse. I will make some comment, and it usually has curse words in it about how bad the show is, and I can't believe she's watching it.
Yeah.
And now it's just kind of become our joke. And then I'll go off and I'll do something else, and I'll come back. She's still watching it. I sit down, watch a damn show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For hours. 90 Day Fiance the other way. It is the dumbest thing. And I ask my wife, I go, you are an intelligent person. You might be the smartest person I know. What are you doing? And why are you sucking me into this?
What is her response to that? Because
it's junk food.
Yeah,
it is. See, and here's the worst thing. My boyfriend loves to watch 90 Day Fiancé, all of those shows. And the whole time I'm sitting, I become angry with the show. I'm like,
right.
Well, I don't understand.
Right.
Like, but it's not. I'm not angry at the characters. I'm not angry at him. I'm just like angry at the whole scenario. Like, I don't want to watch this anymore. Turn it off.
Here's the goofiness of that. I, you know what? I love feeling the hate go through me. I love it. You know what? Yes. Feel the anger. Yes. And that's how I feel when I watch it. And then, yeah, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Whether it makes me feel better about myself. But we watch it. But 90 Day Fiance, the dumbest show. What's the dumbest show you're watching right now? Maybe also 90 Day Fiance.
Probably Below Deck Med, because it's just the same thing every single season.
That. Awesome. And sounds like porn.
It's not.
It just
follows a bunch of people that work on private yachts. It follows a group of people that in the Mediterranean work on private yachts.
Yeah.
Below Deck Med.
You have to enunciate.
Wow, I've never heard of this.
You would hate it.
No, it sounds like Captain Sabin.
Wow.
It
does.
Captain. Yeah, they all start sleeping with each other. Classic. It's like, oh,
God. What's the dumbest show you're watching right now?
There's an old school TV show called Murder, She Wrote. It's junk food. It's stuff my mom watched. We watch it before bed. And why it's stupid is this old mystery writer, everywhere she goes, somebody dies. Somebody gets murdered everywhere she goes, but she's never the suspect. And she's from this small town, Cabot Cove, Maine. And people get murdered in this small town all the time. It's like Detroit. And it's Cabot Cove, Maine. And it's stupid. And everybody cops to the crime. Oh, yeah, I did it. They don't go, I'm going to lawyer up, man. I didn't do it.
No.
They explain what they did. No.
They want to take credit for the whole thing.
We've got WWE SmackDown tickets for Friday night at T-Mobile. We've got Monster Jam tickets for the Monster Jam All-Star Challenge, also Friday night, but at Sam Boyd Stadium. Four of those tickets. We've got Renaissance Festival, the Age of Chivalry, the Age of whatever that word is, Renaissance Festival. Chivalry, he said professionally. That's happening this weekend at Sunset Park, 702-364-9898. What's the dumbest TV show that you are presently watching? Fess up and call us now.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
In my head, I started to rank these in order of stupidity. I realized it would take a long time. That would be a great debate. All the way, May, you are also watching 90 Day Fiance the other way?
Yes. It's tempting to just sit there and just see what's going to happen next, especially that couple in Vegas. Did you see that one?
Couple in Vegas. Oh, you know what? That predates me because we're into the ones where the people aren't coming here. The other people are going there. And I realize these conversations, we've got to be really careful to not start talking about stuff that no one else knows what you're talking about. But 90 Day Fiance, the idea is they meet online and they try to find love within 90 days.
Yeah.
And then they'll go get married. And there was a couple here in Las Vegas that I think is like Mountain's Edge-ish,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. I think they live in Mountain's Edge. So now they did the one that we really like, though, that I take great joy in, is they have 90 Day Fiance the other way, but then they have a show. I'm not really sure how it works. So they show an episode, then they show another episode, and they have people who have been on the show, like literally sitting on their bed, commenting on the show, talking about the show.
Oh, giving reviews of it.
Talking about the show.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. It's like, what's she doing? Oh my God, don't do that. You're an idiot. It's the best.
I like that.
No, it's the best, but it is dumb. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, what were we saying? Where were we saying, May? Where'd she go? She's right here. What were we saying, May?
Paradise Hotel. Have you guys seen that one on Fox?
You don't get to do two. you don't get to do two. We have too many other people that are calling. Somebody said Love and Hip Hop, and then they hung up. But what might be dumber than Love and Hip Hop, Chad and Henderson?
What about Love After Lockup?
Love After Lockup.
Really?
Everybody deserves a second chance. What's that show about?
So these people meet while one of them is incarcerated, and they fall in love, and most of them are engaged. And once they get out of jail, they meet for the first time face-to-face, and the hilarity ensues.
That's fascinating. That's fascinating. Wow. Professor Blue and Henderson, why is this the dumbest thing you're watching?
You know what the dumbest thing I'm watching? The stupid stinking Redskins. They're horrible, man.
There's that.
No, I've been watching the Wu-Tang series on Hulu, the American Saga, and it's just kind of weird. I'm not feeling it. I got through a little bit of it.
Like, it's inaccurate, or is it just, like, awful because it's not put together well?
They're based on Wu-Tang, so the character, you got to kind of figure out who is who. Like, Method Man, for example, called Shotgun. He's doing a good portrayal of him, and it's just kind of odd, and the pacing's a little odd, and I just wish it was more like a documentary. I think that's on Showtime or something like that. I haven't seen yet, but I just wish it was a little bit different.
It's like the clothes you and I grew up with, the Mikeys.
It's a
one-off. It's a one-off is what that smells
gotcha.
Like. Because, well, we're not authorized, so we can't call him Method Man. We gotta call him Shotgun. You know what I mean? It's like just dumb. I'm so interested. Carol, what is the dumbest show you're watching right now?
Flea Market Flip.
What is that?
That's where these people give them $500 to go into a flea market, pick up something, then take it back and refurbish it and make it better and sell it.
Oh, okay.
Like American Pickers, but at a flea market.
Yeah.
Flea Market Flip.
And it's dumb.
Is the best show ever, but they have it's horrible.
That sounds like something I would love.
I love the idea of redoing everything. Trust me, like I'll watch this show all day on Saturday mornings when I'm doing laundry or whatever. But it's terrible because they'll flip things and I'm like why are you doing that?
Give me an item.
It was an old trunk. It was an old trunk, and they want to make it into a coffee table. But instead of just, like, cleaning it up and putting legs on it, they put legs on it, and then they paint it black and white with checker marks all over it. And I'm like, what are you doing? Stop! It's so ugly!
Wow.
But you love it.
And then they tried to sell it at a New York flea market for, like, $500, and they spent, like, $3 on it.
And miraculously,
like,
it works.
And it works,
And
yes.
miraculously, it works. We also have votes for Dancing with the Stars, The Masked Singer, and Chrisley Knows Best. And
Fair enough. The
Chrisley Knows Best, it's tough to watch that one because you know they're criminals, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Jeffy, that's you.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good morning. How you doing? Hey, we'll talk in a minute.
Okay. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen on the app.
Every morning, taking my kids to school.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Is it crazy to anybody else that Hurricane Dorian hit the Bahamas as a Category 5 storm over a month ago?
Really?
It seemed like it was like 2 weeks or whatever. Yeah. No, it's been over a month. So it's amazing that this is even possible. And if you love dogs, this one may get you. So just get ready, kids. There's a group called Big Dog Ranch Rescue that's been searching for animals trapped under the rubble. Last Friday, they found a dog that had been trapped and somehow survived this entire time.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God.
In fact, let's go to the... You know I love a good accent, so this only adds to the good feeling story of the day, but...
Is she stuck?
She's stuck.
Are you kidding me?
9:30 this morning.
Someone get the doors?
We had a plane there within an hour underneath an AC unit.
And he's been there since the storm because he's emaciated, nothing but a bag of bones, and still wagging his tail. I want everybody to know that the crisis for the Bahamas is not over.
Yeah, no, and it's not going to be for a long time. But they found this dog. A drone with an infrared scanner spotted him. The rescuers found him pinned under an air conditioner. You heard that part there.
Is she stuck?
She's stuck.
Yeah, she's stuck. They found it. It's a him, by the way. Pinned under an air conditioner, surrounded by rubble. He survived for a month on nothing but rainwater.
Oh.
He's super thin, super weak. They're, like they said, bag of bones, but he's alive. They had a can of cat food on him, and he wolfed that down. But they flew him to an animal hospital. You heard her say they had a plane there in no time. Flew him to West Palm, and he's doing a lot better now. How nice is that? Yeah. Well, we'll just transport you to West Palm. That's good.
Relax on the beach after your stay.
Yes. He's doing a lot better now. They decided to name him Miracle for obvious reasons.
Fair enough.
He's the 138th dog that they have saved in the Bahamas in the past month. And as soon as he is healthy, they'll put him up for adoption. If you would like to donate or you want to learn more, we don't usually do this part of it, but I think it's important. If you would like to donate or you would like to know more, the website is bdrr.org, Big Dog Ranch Rescue, bdrr.org, with Miracle.
Oh.
It's good. And they found him, and they'll find a lot more. You know what? And the Bahamas will recover. You know, one day the Bahamas will recover, and they will rebuild. And that's good. It's a good feeling story of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I want to play a game. What was that earlier you mentioned, Murder, She Wrote? First pick today, we were talking about stupidest TV shows that we watch. And Spence and his wife will still crawl into bed with probably a nice warm cup of tea. Hot water bottle for your feet.
Of course.
No, because the show is old, and it's something my mom used to. There's a few shows like that my mom used to watch.
Oh, yeah.
That it's comfort food. So when I lay in bed, it's just, you don't have to think about it. It's just,
no, it's great.
Yeah.
So you watch what?
It's called Murder, She Wrote.
Yeah, you watch Murder, She Wrote. Yeah, your grandma watched it, and
yes.
And all. Yeah, of course. And then, and it's set where?
It's set in Cabot Cove, Maine, and okay. She's a mystery writer, and she solves murders.
All I care about is where it's set right now, because I want to play the fictional town game. 702-364-9890. I got my truck serviced yesterday at Centennial Toyota. Free plug.
Yeah.
Saw Anthony Woods, and he legitimately asked me, because Anthony's the greatest. He's, you know how you have that friend that you don't see very often, and then every time you see him, you go, hang out with this guy more.
Yes.
Or girl, or whoever that is. Anthony Woods is one of those people for me where I go, I want to hang out with him more often. And he literally, he shakes my, his big warm handshake. And he's like, so you really like the shirts? And I said, yes, I love the shirts. He doesn't know nothing about the shirts. But he's worried about whether I really like the shirts or not. And I said, I really do. Because Centennial Toyota ponied up for special custom Chet Buchanan Show shirts. And they're good. Mm. So if you'd like two of them, let's play the game. Just call number 25, 702-364-9890. You just have to play a stupid game with us, and we'll give you the shirts. It's the famous fictional towns game. So, for example, if I said Cabot Cove, Maine,
I'd say Murder, She Wrote.
You buzz in. Yeah.
Murder, She Wrote.
There you go.
Got it.
It's just that simple.
What did she say?
Why? What's the point of playing a game if you're going to cheat every time? What's the point? What is the point? And
I know honestly, you don't
feel
can I
well.
Tell you, I don't think about it half the time. I'm like, oh, I'm just curious now, and I go down the rabbit hole, and I find myself doing that.
So you Googled what? You Googled fictional towns?
I was like, oh,
fictional television towns.
Yeah, like just not even thinking about it. So
And Spence looked over because Kayla's locked in on her laptop.
Yeah,
locked in. And so what got you to look at?
What got me to look at it was like I should really cheat right now, and I should look, and then I
like, realize she's cheating.
Really good idea. Then I looked over, and she's really intent. And I go, Riverdale. Where is? What are you doing?
That's your rule follower over there.
Uh-huh.
Apparently
so
not.
Claim to be America's hall monitor.
Y'all,
that title on her, but here's the thing: she's been setting us up the whole time.
Yep.
This is it. She sets us up by going, I'm all about rules. I am all about following regulations. That's how we're looking the other way. Because what's the whole thing about, you know, committing the crime is you got to have the distraction.
Yeah.
Shh. You are brilliant. You're devious and brilliant.
Thank you.
That's awesome. By the way, I'm actually quite upset.
I really do it first. I wish I was more genius than I am. I honestly didn't realize I was chewing it. I'm like,
well, this
oh,
is
I'm
some
just
BS.
Curious.
What's the point to playing a game?
I said I was sorry. I didn't realize I was. was doing it until it was happening. And I'm like, oh, you're right. I kind of am cheating.
I wish I could use that in court. I'm sorry, Judge. I didn't realize.
I'm sorry. I didn't even
I'm a horrible human being. I'm horrible.
At this moment. No, now you're just a victim. Yes, at this moment, you are a horrible human being. Cynthia, I apologize for Kayla trying to screw you out of your shirts. I am so sorry about that. Okay. Cynthia's like, I'm staying out of this.
She's stunned.
She's like, I'm not. Doing.
Yeah. Exactly. Are you Googling? Are you cheating too?
No.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Fine. Well, you don't get to play now.
Okay.
Kayla Jo Walker.
I'm cool. I'm terrible at games like this, so that's cool with me.
Well, that doesn't help either. That's not good for we had this talk. That's half the fun. For the record, I have these names in front of me. I was like, I would get one, maybe.
I was going through my head. I'm like, I know one in my head as far as.
Yeah, I'm you know what I mean? Part of the fun would be like, I think part of the fun of this game is going, oh, damn it. I knew that. Oh, wait, maybe I might know two. And that's literally while I'm looking at the list. A possible third. All right, so let's try this anyway.
Okay.
Kayla doesn't get to play because Kayla cheated.
Okay.
Listen, just own it that you cheated and it's BS.
I said I did and I didn't mean to.
No, but now you're being snarky. Now you're being like, okay, I'm victim. Sucks. Sucks. You try and put on, I slave. Speaking of playing the victim, I slave to try and put on a good show. Slave over hot show prep every day. And this is the thanks I get, Cynthia. Well, I'm getting no sympathy out of Cynthia. Oh, yeah,
bye,
that's
bye,
great.
Bye.
No, that's fine. All right. So what is your buzzer going to be, Cynthia?
Whoop, whoop.
Okay, good. So if you know it, and Lil Jess, what's yours?
Yeah.
And Spence?
Zoinks.
Good. Okay, so I will give you the fictional city. You tell me where it's from. Okay? And okay, buzz it. Buzz in first. Okay?
Okay? Okay, got it.
Okay?
Got it. Yeah.
Okay. Man, it's tough today. It's pulling teeth today. First one is Mos Eisley. Mos Eisley. This is what I'm telling you. It's hard.
I don't have any idea.
Even the cheater doesn't know?
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
See, that's what I'm saying. Right, okay. And then we go, oh, I knew that
I
one.
Heard that, heard that one. Yeah. Okay.
Charming California. We'll go quick. You think you know it, huh? Charming California is...
Nope.
3, 2...
Did
you Google it, you cheater? Are you going to the Kayla School of Playing Games?
Oh my god!
No, that would take too long.
Cynthia?
No, that would take too long.
No. Cynthia, what's your answer?
Oh, Sons of Anarchy.
Sons of Anarchy?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. One for Cynthia. The Emerald City. Zoinks. Spence.
Yeah. Wizard of Oz.
Wizard of Oz. That was one I would have gotten. Kayla might get this anyway. Cape Side, Massachusetts.
I don't know any of these.
One. Me neither. Dawson's Creek.
I was going to say Dawson's Creek.
Yeah, right.
No, I really was. But I thought Dawson's Creek took place in Dawson's Creek. I thought that was the name of the town.
It was the name of the creek.
I thought it happened in North Carolina. But is that just where they filmed it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Cuesta Verde, California. Cuesta Verde, California.
It's funny. All the ones I cheated with were actually just DC comic ones. So I don't know any of these.
No,
Cuesta
no
Verde,
idea.
California in 3, 2, 1. Poltergeist.
Oh,
was Cuesta Verde,
really?
California.
Okay.
Fairview.
Zoinks!
Spent.
That Archie show. What is it?
No, that's Riverdale.
Oh,
because it happens in Riverdale.
The name
well,
of the show.
Well, that's what I thought of Dawson's Creek. Same argument.
No idea. Anybody else? Fairview. Cynthia.
The Desperate Housewives.
Desperate Housewives.
Wow.
Cynthia's good at this game. Okay. You could have also said Psycho, and that would have been as well.
Okay.
yeah.
Hill Valley, California.
Zoinks.
Spence.
Back to the Future.
That is Back to the Future. Good for you, dude. Nice job. I don't even know what the score is, but all I know is Cynthia and Spence are getting all of them. This is Happiness, Arizona. Happiness, Arizona. 3. It's Twilight.
Oh, oh yeah. I was going to.
Were you going to say Twilight Zone?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I'm sorry. I jumped the gun on that.
No points.
No points. Raccoon City.
I know it, but hold on.
She's Googling.
Is that by the Stratosphere?
No, it's Naked City. Different.
Rat City.
I don't know.
Oh.
Raccoon City? No?
Not for me.
Resident Evil. Resident Evil.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? Spence will get this one, too. Hawkins, Indiana.
Zoinks!
Spence.
It's got to be...
Yes! Yes! Oh, right.
Hang on.
First. Calm down, Biscuit.
It's the only point I'm going to get.
A little shrill.
It's Hoosiers.
Hoosiers?
Yeah.
Wait, I got a little something for you then.
Shut up, dummy.
Little Jess.
You better
Stranger
get
Things.
Stranger Things.
Oh, good job.
And Mayberry, North Carolina. That's amazing.
Zoinks.
Old school. Old school.
Yeah, it's Andy Griffith's show.
Yeah, it's Andy Griffith's show. Well, that was kind of fun.
I would have gotten none of those right except for Emerald City.
It was kind of fun. It was all right. Cynthia, why don't we give you his and hers, his and his, however you want to play it. Special P1 Chet Buchanan Show shirts. Thank you to our friends at Centennial Toyota, okay?
Okay.
Thank you so much for playing the game. Have a great day.
Yeah. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
90.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Kayla's been fighting a migraine all morning long and was using that as part of her defense for cheating in that last game that we played. When I said, are you feeling better now? Are you doing okay? She's like, yeah, I think I'm feeling a little better. Things are starting to, you know, things are looking up. I said, well, yeah. Now that you've unburdened yourself of the sins of your cheating,
mm-hmm.
of your
I was a treachery. By the way, I was a whistleblower. I mean, that's what I was right there.
Legit.
And rightfully so. You know what's so funny is that actually like reminds me. I'm like, you can't. And I want to stress this. It was not intentional, but it was a cheating infraction. I realize that. I recognize that I sinned there.
Only
it
you would say something like cheating infraction.
Yes.
Not that big a deal. You're not getting suspended.
No, but I need to watch myself because I'll get distracted. Then I'm like, TV shows that have a hometown or whatever, like TV made up hometowns or whatever. And I'm like, oh, I start looking around, like not realizing that I'm doing it. I think I'm a subconscious cheater.
Yeah, I don't think it's much of a secret that you get distracted on the show.
That's very true.
I think we've talked about that before.
Yeah.
On occasion. So this is funny. Okay, and this kind of all feeds in together. Because we need to talk to somebody who works retail.
Okay.
At a store like a Target, a Walmart. What else is like that? What's a Target, Walmart, or a Target or a Walmart, or maybe a Walgreens even?
Yeah, or Ross, a Marshalls, that kind of thing.
Ross or a Marshalls would be a good one because you think you're wearing the wrong bras?
Yes. So I went to.
And this is not just because we said bras. It's not racy.
No.
It's not at all.
I went to a store and I bought bras that were super comfortable. They're non-wired bras.
Do we need to get into the particulars of it?
Well, I mean, because I got to paint the picture real quick.
Okay.
So they're super comfy bras. Just know that. So I bought a couple of them. I've loved them so much. I went back the other day to get more of them. But when I went back, they were labeled as maternity bra.
They weren't labeled. We talked about this. They're not labeled. A label is actually something attached to the bras. You found them in the maternity area.
Yes. There's a wall.
There's
a wall with the sign above it that said maternity.
Right.
Yes.
But that's not labeled.
Okay.
That's just they're in the maternity section.
So there was a bunch of racks in the maternity section with these specific racks. Bras that I love.
But what shelves? Maybe. But this is also very Kayla, is that they're labeled. They're not labeled, Karen. they're in the section. So the question becomes, and again, we need to talk to somebody who works at in retail at a store like that. Is it possible? And how often does this happen? And you could be completely anonymous, and we just want the information. We're not trying to bust anybody out.
Okay.
Kayla's worried that she's bought maternity bras now because she went and found the bras that she likes, but they were in the maternity section.
Mm.
They were not labeled. They do not anywhere on them say maternity bra. There was no price tag. You know how they have the little price thing sometimes on the shelf? That wasn't there. That didn't say maternity.
Nothing. Nothing said maternity, nursing, nothing like that.
Right. But to Kayla, because it was in the section that had maternity on the wall, well, they've labeled them. I need to speak to the manager.
They were all there. I'm confused now.
And they look like regular bras.
Yeah.
Okay.
from what I could tell, they were just regular bras.
Cups in the front, the latches in the
back. Looked like it looked like the ones that she likes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So is it possible? And if it is possible, how often does this happen? That the regular bras are in with the maternity bras, and can we please just get an answer so she'll stop talking? it's bothering her, and rightfully so.
Yes.
I guess that's it. 702-364-9898.
I listen on the app.
And I listen on my smart speaker.
Catch anything you missed, or if you just want to hear it again at KLUC.com or on the radio.com app, just search Chet Buchanan.
By the way, this has gone on for a couple of days now. Finally, it was like, great, we'll do a bit. Kayla's 75 different ways of worked up because she thinks that she might have bought a maternity bra.
Not realizing it. Like, that's the whole thing is now I'm, like, looking at the bra, like, is there something I'm missing? Am I to point out maternity or nursing bras?
Well, nursing bras, that's a different story.
Those are different.
Yeah, those are different. And that's what, Brandy, that's what you're talking about, right, is a nursing bra.
Correct.
Yeah. Because I asked.
As a mom of four, unless it's got the flaps on it, it's a regular bra.
I said, I don't know anything about these kind of things. Has it got like a trap door? has it got that on it? But wait, are there not also maternity bras
but honestly, again, like Kate was saying, like as a mom of four, I've never known the difference between a regular bra and a maternity bra. Like, I'd say it's the same thing. I mean, because you also have sports bras, you also have bras with or without underwire. Like, it's the most difficult thing to decide what you're going to get.
So glad I'm a boy.
Yeah. The struggle is real.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Taylor in Northtown, hey.
Hey.
You also worked in retail. You're convinced just by the conversation that this is a maternity bra.
Correct.
Why do you say that?
Well, because a bra with no underwire, if it's not like a grandma bra, like Madonna-style cone, then it's a maternity bra. They're meant to be comfortable.
And supportive.
So are you saying that I can't wear a bra unless it has underwire until I'm pregnant?
No.
No, I mean, absolutely. You can wear it right now. It's all about being comfortable. But more than likely, it is a maternity bra. But there is nothing wrong with that.
Well, I guess it's boring.
By the way, that was gonna be the punchline. Thank you, Taylor. I was gonna use Hot Ryan as the punchline because you said it's so tough to find a comfortable bra. Who cares, right?
It's such a rare find. Who cares what type of bra it is, what color it is? Like, if it is comfortable, you know, wearing those things all day is
tantamount to torture.
Ugh,
so
you're
if
right.
you find a comfortable bra, whether it's maternity or regular bra, girl, you wear that.
First thing I do when I get home is I take that other
take
one
it
and
off.
I scratch.
Yep.
Same.
The problem Under, is-
underneath, and I have a Coors Light. I saw that on the TV. That's what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
The problem is that I already own, like, I already have two pairs of maternity pants that I wear, and they're my Thanksgiving pants, and I wear them on, they are, they're my Thanksgiving pants.
Are they labeled as Thanksgiving pants?
No, they're not.
I'm, I'm guilty of that as well. I have, what I love about the maternity clothes are is that little,
the ripple
scrunchy
on the side.
Ripple
yeah,
on
I don't want to jump off.
Yeah, so they're super jump
over,
comfortable.
I don't want to jump over into maternity fashion right now. I don't want to jump into the maternity fashion whilst not pregnant conversation. Okay, here was the real question as well. Hi, Laura from the Southwest. You worked at one of these stores, and is it possible, though, that it was regular bras and they just put them in the maternity section?
Yeah, so luckily enough, I worked at a Kohl's here in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And I was into the intimate section because that was kind of like where I would always be assigned. And so when we would do display, take some bras, usually like from Maiden Form, that are comfortable, that are, have no underwire or anything like that, just like how Kayla was describing it. And it's exact. We just put them in the maternity section because they're a little bit pricier, and they end up selling a lot more.
Oh. I got bamboozled. That's what happened.
I feel a lot better about this had you not been mentioning brand names, but that's,
Well, I was actually skeptical about that, but I was like, just so they know.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Look at that. We've uncovered the great bra controversy of 2019. Laura's a whistleblower.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That might have to be the final exam question today. What, both Spence and Laura from the Southwest were what today? Whistleblowers.
Okay. Oh, my God, great. That's hilarious.
With firsthand knowledge. Yeah. They were actually there.
Funny.
Yeah, you probably. So you're right on both counts.
Yeah.
Because you bought the bra. You bought the bra that you like. They just put it in the maternity section. So you kind of bought a maternity bra.
I kind of bought a maternity bra.
It's still just the bra that you like.
Exactly. I own so many of them now, too, and it's so sad.
Well, it's good, but they were cheap, and you like them.
Exactly.
So everybody wins in this deal.
Makes you happy in the morning.
Playing the songs you like.
Fresh podcasts go up every day at KLUC.com and on the Radio.com app. Just search Chip Buchanan.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name, Spence's challenge, yeah.
All right, who's going to take a shot at him today, Lil Jess?
Raven Ruiz from the East Side.
I love that. Raven, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. You feeling smart?
I am feeling ready to try.
Well, you don't have to be that smart. It's only five questions, and yeah. It's only 30 right. seconds. Pop culture ripped right. from the headlines. We don't say pass on this show. Just for fun, we say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
Only because we think it's a very funny name, and it's much more fun to say than pass. And will you be Cooter? Will you be Cootering today?
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today.
Not today. Not today.
All right, then. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. You ready?
I am.
Here we go. China. China is reportedly breeding giant what that are as heavy as polar bears?
Pandas.
Lindsay Snyder is a 35-year-old billionaire heiress and the sole owner of what company?
Red Bull.
What big Hollywood star supposedly got involved in a little green room dust-up right before an interview yesterday?
Samuel L. Jackson.
Who is getting sued for $150,000 over a picture that they posted with their own significant other?
Chris Brown.
And the new computer operating system from Apple is called the Mac OS what?
This is Jim Bob Cooter.
Okay.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge. Yeah.
So it wasn't just me. Lil Jess got to get some clarification. I had a hard time understanding what she said. I just knew that they weren't the right answer.
Yeah, I, just one and two. I was like, wait, what? Yeah, I was like, my listening ear is not on right
okay,
now.
Okay, so I wasn't the only one. Okay,
No. Two was definitely hard, but.
It's like, I need a decongestant.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, my God. That's what it felt like. All stuffed up.
Yeah, that's what it felt like. All right, same five questions, same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. Are you having? He's got the Kleenex out. You got stuffy nose?
Yeah, I mean, I woke up this morning and just kicked in.
I had that yesterday.
And then just a few minutes ago, hand me the box of Kleenex, please.
Cough due to cold. All right, here we go. You ready?
Ready? You good? All
you
good?
Can
be,
I
brother?
Get you for? Can I get you for 30 seconds?
Yeah, you got me. All right, full attention.
All right, let's go then. While we between sneezes, China, my friend, China, is reportedly breeding giant what? That are as heavy as polar bears.
Pigs.
Lindsay Snyder is a 35-year-old billionaire heiress. She is also the sole owner of what company?
That's got to be In-N-Out.
What big Hollywood star supposedly got involved in a little green room dust-up right before an interview yesterday?
Robert Downey Jr.
Who is getting sued for $150,000 over a picture that they posted with their significant other?
J-Lo.
The new computer operating system from Apple is called the Mac OS what?
North
Answer
Dakota.
Me.
North
Answer
Dakota.
Me, damn
know.
You. And what?
The Mac North Dakota.
Mac North Dakota.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's challenge, yeah.
All right, let's see what we got here. It's hard when you're not prepared for it, huh, Raven?
It is.
It's weird. It's weird that first time. This is the first time you it played, is. Yeah?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, it's just weird. You'll get better at it. China is reportedly breeding giant what that are as heavy as polar bears, Raven said.
Pandas.
And Spence said.
Pigs.
And all of a sudden, the light bulb switched on.
Yeah.
There's a picture that popped in my head that I saw on a site of somebody sitting on a pig.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah. Big old giant pigs, as heavy as polar bears. China's going to feed their people.
That's why they're winning the race, kids. Big pigs.
Giant pigs. Lindsay Snyder is a 35-year-old billionaire heiress, and she is now the sole owner of what company? Raven said.
Red Bull.
And Spence said.
In-N-Out.
In-N-Out is
Booyah.
The one. She, they've notoriously been super quiet. They were of the belief when she was younger, when her uncle and her dad ran the business, that she was the target of kidnapping attempts.
Oh, wow.
On a couple of different occasions.
Oh, my God.
So her dad and her uncle have both died. And she is now worth billions, and she runs the company by herself, and she's had like three, this is like her third marriage that she's on. She's got four kids and all this stuff. So she's been on the under and then surfaced to give an interview recently.
Yeah.
And so everybody was like, oh my God, there she is. It's two for Spence, by the way. What big Hollywood star supposedly got in a little green room dust up right before an interview yesterday? Raven said.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Spence said.
Robert Downey Jr.
Robert Downey Jr.
Booyah! Booyah! Booyah!
Same number of syllables.
Some executive, I guess, tried to bigwig him through the thing, and he's like, and he had his head shaved, so he didn't think the guy recognized him.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So they're all trying to watch the show on the monitors?
Yeah.
And basically, a guy told him, get out of the way. It wasn't very nice about it. So Robert Downey, what do they call it? RDJ. People who know him call him RDJ.
RDJ.
What's his name? Ryan Reynolds called him that. I went, oh, I'm doing that.
Yeah, like that.
RDJ. So RDJ got snippy with him, and there was some, the guy says, who the F are you? And Downey was like, yeah, okay, man.
You asked, not me. I didn't say it.
And just kind of, all right, brother. I'm the guy who's going out there right now, so I'll see you. Who is getting sued for $150,000 over a picture that they posted with their significant other? Raven said?
Chris Brown?
Sure. And Spence said?
J-Lo.
J-Lo.
Booyah, 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 booyah.
We get yelled at about this all the time. You cannot post a picture that you do not own unless you get permission or unless you buy the picture. So even though the picture was of J-Lo and Alex Rodriguez, J-Lo's not the one who took the picture. And the people who took the picture are like, hey,
That's our picture.
Yep. Yeah. And she was like, I was nice enough to stop and smile because I know that's part of my job. I was nice enough to stop and smile for this person, and they didn't, and now they're trying to sue me. Like, oh. Yeah.
You can't post it.
It's the world we live in.
Yep.
It's the world we live in. Because it's worth something.
Yeah.
Yep.
So there you go. That's four for Spence. And the new computer operating system from Apple is called the Mac OS what? And Raven said?
Jim Bob Cooter.
The Mac OS JBC, which honestly, we should, I don't know who we got a right to get that started, but let's do that. And Spence said?
The Mac North Dakota.
The Mac OS North Dakota. It's the Mac OS Catalina.
Ooh.
Oh,
Wine mixer. But for Spence, that's one. Until three and four. That was enough.
Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge, Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
P1s are the good people that listen to this show on purpose.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And for that, we thank you.
I have the biggest smile right now.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Somebody called us out on that the other day. They were like, what? Somebody, you know, when you talk about P1s being the folks that listen on purpose. Well, there are some people that make a conscious choice to listen to the show. And those are the folks that we're talking about. And they were like, what? Like somebody just tripped and they fell into the radio and they're like, oh, there it is. And it was like, well, no, but there are people who just, they don't care.
Yeah.
You're probably listening right now and you're about to push that button right now because you just don't care.
Yeah.
And that's fine. But P1s, we appreciate you. And by the way, if you did just happen to trip and stumble into the radio and it's on 98.5, we love you just as much.
Yeah. Exactly.
We love you just as much. If you have ever, you know, there was a while back, not too long ago, but a while back that the Rebels were doing really well. Running Rebel basketball was doing really well. And you heard a lot of people, I'm a Rebel for life. I'm born here, 1990. Yeehaw. And all that, you know, and all that. I'm a Rebel forever. If you're one of those people, we need you. And we need your help. One of our Rebel family needs some help.
Okay.
We'll explain in a couple of minutes. Our buddy, John Sandler, who's the radio play-by-play guy for the Running Rebels, will be on the show in just well, short version. His partner, color guy, Rapid Robert Smith, who played in those teams that were good before that 1990 team. Mm-hmm. They had a name for them. Were they the Hardway Eight?
I don't know.
I don't know if he was part of that group or not. But Robert Smith is a Running Rebel legend. And had a stroke over the weekend.
Oh.
And they need help with hospital bills and stuff. Like the whole, it's like the worst possible time, the worst possible thing. There's a lot going on. We'll let John tell you about it in a minute, but we need to help. And especially if you're one of those people, Rebel for life. Well, it's time, just even whatever you can do. Okay, but first things first, who's on the phone?
Letty Terrazas. I believe that's how you pronounce it. From the east side.
That's a little hot sauce on that. Hello, Letty.
Hi, how are you guys this morning?
We're doing really great. Not as good as you, though. You got tickets and meet and greet passes for the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, my God, really? I'm the winner?
I got to be honest. We're not putting you on the radio just to tell you no.
Yeah, I'll tell you.
that's just not even nice. Yes, you are. You are most definitely the winner. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. My daughter's going to be so happy. Thank you so much.
You know what? I love when people say that stuff. Tell me you're not happy, too.
I am happy. I secretly like them.
Yeah. You know, don't let it be a secret. Just let it fly. just let it fly. But I always love that. Oh, my kids are going to be so happy. Oh, yeah, like it's just going to be torture for you to go. Oh, it's just going to be awful.
Yeah, I have to go.
Oh, God.
When you meet Nick Jonas, congratulate him on his new gig because he's going to be the voice judge in season 18.
Oh, awesome. I will.
Yeah, he's the new Adam Levine.
Yes.
Oh.
And by the way, with all of this, might not even be the best part, you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
What's the best part? Oh, do you know? Do you know what the best part is?
No.
Kayla's got a joke.
Oh, does she?
Okay.
This is all a great surprise to Letty. I love
everything,
this.
Yeah.
It's all a mystery.
All right, Letty. What do you call a beat-up Batman?
What?
What do you call a beat up Batman?
A bruised Wayne.
Ah! Cruz Wayne.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLQC.
If you're listening on purpose, you're a P1.
All right.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
On 98.5 KLUC.
A member of our Runnin' Rebel family needs your help desperately. And honestly, if we all just cut, this is one of those deals. If we all just kick in $5, it's easy. You know what I mean? It's easy. $2 even. We'll get to that in just a second. So if I say the name Jana Kramer, do you know who that is?
Country artist. Yeah.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Well, that she's a country artist, isn't she?
Yes. And actress.
Okay.
She was in, remember the, there was like an insurance commercial not too far back. And there was a woman who was played, she's smoking hot. And she's like the cat burglar it was like a Nationwide insurance commercial or something like that.
Okay.
Progressive, I don't know what it was. Anyways, but she's in the apartment.
Oh, and she's breaking stuff, or she's
stealing stuff.
Yeah.
But she's, you know, remember the smoking hot girl? That's her.
Ah, okay.
She married some football dude, and they're on again, off again all the time because he supposedly has a sex addiction. Bless you. He has a sex addiction, and so here's the thing. So they've had problems, all right?
Yes.
So apparently this past weekend, he got a topless picture from a woman that he didn't know on Saturday. He deleted the text, but didn't tell his wife, who, again, there's a history. Mm-hmm. He deleted the text immediately, didn't tell his wife. And as they were just about to head out on a date, he didn't want to upset her.
Yeah.
She found the picture on his Apple Watch. She says, I saw it and my heart just fell. I was like, it's here. It's happened again. I'm such an idiot. She was talking about his past infidelities and his addiction. She says, I don't want to live this kind of life. We just moved into this beautiful house. We had our second kid. We fought so hard. Why is this happening again? He says, it's just one of those things that's just difficult to navigate. It's beyond hurtful to see her hurt and upset and feel things that she feels because of the things I've done in the past. Okay, so he's got, Kayla has officially crossed her arms and sat up straight.
She ain't having it.
Here's the thing. He's like, oh, I don't know who it is. Okay, then why don't you just block the number? Why? I don't understand why all of a sudden you can't just
confess. How do you block a number if you don't know it's coming?
Yeah.
Oh, is it not like a second text? I was
unsolicited.
Just...
No, unsolicited.
Oh, okay.
Supposedly he doesn't know her, and it was unsolicited, and he deleted it. Okay, again, he deleted it, but then it's still on his watch.
Okay.
And then she sees it on his watch. I just kind of thought this was, it's bad. He probably should have said something, but he didn't want her to be upset because they were just leaving. So what side do you take here?
Oh, I take hers. You have, because of the past indiscretions, you have to be completely transparent when stuff like that happens.
So now he's got, so now no matter what, this is my thing. So now no matter what happens, even if he's completely innocent here, he's guilty?
He's not guilty. He just has to disclose when stuff like this happens.
I do have one question that I'm not going to ask yet. I'll ask it once we kind of all go through this. So his thing is that he didn't disclose.
Yes, he needs to disclose.
Guilty. You're quiet here?
I don't believe him.
That's a good point.
I just don't believe him.
Lil Jazz?
Because I'm not actually in this situation, I'm taking his side.
Okay.
I'm taking his side, but I would say if you really want to be given the opportunity of you're telling the truth, you need to tell the truth up front because you're just digging a deeper, deeper hole, especially because she obviously has not healed from this.
Right.
And you need to help her along with this journey.
Right.
Or if she she just ripped the scab off.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even though, and I get what he's saying, because we were heading out on a date and I didn't want her to be upset. And how do you broach that subject? Yeah, I just got a topless pic. I don't know where it came from.
Yes, just like that. I would believe you 100% if you said it to me just like that. Because then I wouldn't go crazy wondering if, because now it's on the Apple Watch and my mind is running a million miles per hour.
Here's my only question. So it's unsolicited. It's somebody you don't know. How do they have your number then?
Yep.
And that's what I want to know. Why are you getting a topless pic unsolicited? How do they have your number? Where you don't know them?
That's the whole thing, is it must be either an ex that, like, you were with or whatever, or they got the number from somebody else knowing that that's the lifestyle you used to live. So, yes, it can be completely innocent, but the fact of the matter is that you've screwed up before, so you have to do everything in your power to make sure that your wife feels comfortable, no matter how crazy she is. Let's just say Janda Kramer is crazy, and she's like, I cannot stand any of this. Like, she's constantly questioning whether or not she can trust you anymore. If that's true and you're staying with her, you have to disclose immediately.
Good. That sucks.
Yeah.
Honestly, though, hey, babe, I had a picture. I don't know where it came. Okay, but if he, when he discloses, then doesn't that, aren't you already convicted?
No.
Let's take it another step further. She's already on edge about this stuff. She's not going to blast off. He's sunk.
She might blast off, but the fact is that's, because of the bed you made, that is the bullet you have to take.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's on him.
Yeah, I guess you're probably right. It just sounds like that whole thing, like.
Right. Oh, it sucks.
Well, don't screw around, kids.
Exactly.
I guess that's the point that needs to be made. Lil Jess, who is this?
Julie.
Julie, your thoughts really quick?
Well, because it was sent to his actual phone, why would some random girl have his actual phone number? It's not sent to social media. It's sent to his actual phone number.
That's exactly what I just said a second ago. Yep. Yeah, so you're done there.
Yeah.
You're totally done there. Wow.
Come on. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
98.5.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Hey, Golden Knights back in the fortress tonight.
Yep. Tonight,
go. Boston comes to town.
They're good.
They played for the Cup last year.
Mm-hmm.
No, they are good. This is going to another test for the Golden Knights early. Also going to be windy. It's blowing in some of the cold air tomorrow, like wind advisory tomorrow. So you might want to go clean up your backyard just before that all hits. Although it's not going to be as cold as what they said, but still, it'll be a little different. So just get ready. I don't know if you're aware or not, but for a number of years, I have been the in arena, on court, whatever you call it, guy for Running Rebel basketball, and through that I've made friends like you do in any other situation where you're working, and somebody who I care very much about and treasure, and because I'm a radio nerd, I love me some John Sandler, and I love Robert Smith. My God, we've been together for years and years and years. John's on the phone right now. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Chet. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. There's just horrible news for our Runnin' Rebel family. Can you tell us, can you give everybody an idea of what happened with Robert over the weekend?
Yeah, it was last week. Robert suffered apparently a couple of strokes, one of them quite severe, and has been in the hospital now for at least a week. And, you know, hopeful for improvement over the long run, but it is going to be a long, long road. Anticipated he'll be in the hospital for quite some time, and still no definite prognosis. It appears unlikely that he will join me for Runner Rebel basketball on the radio this year. But that pales in comparison to his situation. Family, is with him. His, unfortunately, his wife is also ill, and so it's when it rains, it pours, and you know, when bad things happen to good people, because there isn't a better person than Robert Smith.
No, that's what I was going to ask you. If, for people who don't know Robert, and he was part of the Hardway Eight back, would you say
1977,
Final Four. 78. He was the point guard on Tark's first Final Four team.
Wow.
Still probably the greatest point guard in UNLV history, still holds the all-time career free throw percentage record. And trust me, can still play.
I was just going to say, could still break your ankles with a crossover. I'm sure of it.
And just light it up and not only light it up on the floor, but light it up with his smile. Robert, I used to say Robert's never had a bad day.
Truth. Just one of the best people I know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Helps
so
kids all over the Valley and just back in Southern California where he's from and just, you know, we throw the word beloved around quite a bit. Well, it absolutely applies to Robert. You won't find too many people who don't love Robert.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I'm hanging on by a thread right now talking about this because he's just the best guy. So what do we need to do?
Well, thoughts and prayers. You know, unfortunately, it's become a cliche as a result of a bunch of other stuff. But yeah. But in this case, they're valid. I spoke with Robert's son earlier this morning, and he emphasized that. But also, there's been a GoFundMe page set up. You can go to GoFundMe.com, either search UNLV or Robert Smith. Unfortunately, the family, the unclear insurance on, you know, all the nonsense that you have to deal with, you know, when you have a serious medical condition. A GoFundMe page has been started on behalf of the family, and we would just love all Runner Rebel fans and anybody who knows Robert or knows someone who knows Robert, which would probably encompass most of the Valley at this point. If you are able and can find it in your hearts and in your pocketbook to make a donation to help the family out, that's really all we can do. That and just hope that over the long run, Robert is able to pull through this and then get back to being the guy, as I said, who lit up a room with his smile.
Yeah, we all just went to it. It's the first thing that pops up. You search UNLV and it just pops right up.
It pops right up. He has the greatest smile too. It's
unbelievable.
The best guy.
Yeah, he is the best guy. I'll tell you. Here's a great story about Robert. We're playing in Hawaii at the Maui tournament a few years ago, and Robert and I went to play golf over at the Kapalua at the resort there. And they had a deal because the basketball tournament was in that if you made they had a hoop up in the pro shop, and if you made a layup, you got 5% off, and you made a shot from 5 feet, you got 10% off, and they said, and if you really want to try, you know, from over here, it's 50% off. And I just looked at Robert and we handed him the ball and, you know, then we all got 50% off.
That's great. That's so good. Well, I love you, buddy. I'll see you real soon. And yes, sir. Yeah. And thoughts and prayers. I'll
thank you.
Yeah, it's done. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks for doing this. I appreciate it. And,
anytime.
You know, we'll see you out at the Thomas and Mack real soon.
Yep. Absolutely. That's John Sandler. He's the voice of the Running Rebels on the radio, and his partner, color commentator, and truly one of the great Running Rebels ever, Robert Smith, needs our help. So GoFundMe, go to GoFundMe and just search UNLV, and it pops right up.
The Jeff Buchanan Show, starting your workday with commercial-free music.
Commercial-free.
Yes.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I realize not everybody's going to agree with this, but I thought it was interesting that some Iowa insurance agent who doesn't want anybody, you know, no recognition, that kind of thing.
Okay.
Has purchased recently a year's supply of Busch Light and dedicated it to, what's his name, Carson King?
Yes,
Carson
sir.
King.
The guy,
yeah.
the guy who started the thing with the Venmo and the ESPN College Game Day.
Yes.
Had the sign, and then they ended up raising, was it like almost $3
million? Yeah.
Some crazy thing. They found when they're checking into this guy a little bit, they found out that he said stupid stuff on Twitter, you know, when he was in high school. So everybody else backed away from him, and it looked like he wasn't going to get his beer because all he wanted was he was going to take out one case of Busch Light.
Yeah.
And then Anheuser-Busch said, no, we'll give you a year's worth.
And we'll put your face on the cans.
We'll put your face on the cans. That's right. And then once these tweets came out, they went, ooh, yeah, we can't be involved with you. anymore. Right. So then it became like, wow, well, is he going to get his beer or no? Well, some insurance agent in Iowa has said he took some money out of the fun money fund. Out of the fun money fund.
Okay.
And bought 50 some odd cases of
good for them.
Of the Bush Light. Do you have a fun money fund?
We don't.
No, all my money's fun money.
We did. Do you know?
Well, I mean, I pay my bills and then the rest of it's fun money. So okay.
All right then. Well, that's good for you.
That sounds completely opposite of everything I know about you.
Here's the thing. I have everything set up to where, like, I have a certain amount that goes into my savings sure. every month. I have a certain amount that I pay all my bills with. I have all these auto drafts. I'm like, all right, and put a little way here, put a little way there, and then the rest is fun money, kids.
Do you know who Dave Ramsey is?
Dave, I know.
Dave Ramsey's a financial guy. They have him on the radio down the hall.
Okay.
My wife and I even took his course just because we thought we should, just because we like it. But that's kind of his thing, too. Everything goes in a bucket. You know what I mean?
Smart.
You run a zero sum household. It's everything's got its place. And part of that
that's interesting.
Part of that is the fun money. But in all honesty, at our house too, it's all fun money.
Right.
You know what I mean? It could all potentially.
If I want something, it then becomes out of the fun money.
It could all potentially be fun money. That's I was just curious. Like, what was the last thing you bought? What was the last thing you bought out of the fun money account? Slipknot CD?
That would be funny.
Iowa. Sorry, it was just in my head. That's where they're from.
At the dollar discount CD store.
The gas station. Right. At the truck stop. Oh, my goodness. You have fun money account, Lil Jess?
Yeah, they say you're supposed to pay yourself first.
Yes, my mother.
Yes.
My mother beat that into me, literally.
And the last thing I bought was my Fenty Beauty makeup products.
Yes.
Yeah, makeup is my fun money.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. No, I go on Amazon shopping sprees all the time. So I bought a bunch of sweaters for winter. So they should be here any day now.
That's fun.
Yeah.
No, that's
hell
fun.
Yeah.
If it doesn't involve Vegas, Golden, and or Knights.
Yeah, right?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! It was right, because Boston, you don't know what you're in for tonight.
No.
Get him.
Boston Bruins. Whatever. Actually, they played for the Cup last year. They're pretty good.
Yeah, right.
But you know what? First trip to the Fortress.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes. Spence is going to be there.
I will be
living
in my jersey.
Living the life.
You'll know me because my name's on it.
Which everybody does.
A little grab at attention, but I refuse to have another man's name on my back.
That's a very funny thing. And you know what's crazy is what was it last week or 2 weeks ago? I was gonna throw on a Russell Wilson jersey. Oh, it was when we went to Arizona. We were going to see Seahawks in Arizona. Yeah. And then a bunch of stuff ran through my head. It was like grown man in a jersey. And then I can't wear another man's name on my back. I don't know what that means even.
I don't know either, but it's in the movie Trainwreck. Amy Schumer says it. She says it in a different way, a much funnier way. But I'm like, yes, I agree with that.
Yeah, well, I put the jersey back in the closet.
Oh, don't do that.
Opted for the T-shirt instead. No, hustle like Russell. I wear it every game day.
So it's okay to wear the guy's name on your chest, just not on your back.
Or even lower. Lower.
On your stomach. Got it.
I have hustle like Russell booty shorts right across my...
Oh, hot. Yeah. Hot. Just not on your back. Noted.
I don't know why I'm picturing you in roller skates.
Wake up. You woke up with us. Now take us to work. The Jeff Buchanan Show, kicking off your workday commercial free on 98.5 KLUC.
Sounds a little threatening, doesn't it? You woke up with us. Now take us to work.
Or else.
Yeah. There's going to be trouble. I don't think it's like that.
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Woohoo. Who's contestant number one, please?
That is Kaylee Wheeler from the Northwest.
Hello, Kaylee Wheeler. What's your buzzer going to be?
Go Knights, go.
Excellent. Fine choice.
Yes.
Yeah.
As the Knights are back in the Fortress tonight against Boston Bruins. Contestant number two is who?
Wayne the Flagger from the East Side.
WTF.
Hey. What's your buzzer going to be, sir? What's your buzzer going to be?
1738.
All of a sudden.
Okay.
all of a sudden I lost. Like I thought those words aren't the ones that go together. And yes, buzzer going to be was were the words I was looking
May
for.
May I ask a quick question? Was there any trash talk between you and WTF following Thursday's game? Because he's with the Rams and the Seahawks.
I'm good like that. I know those things can go either way. Right. But Spence will be the judge of who buzzes in first. He shall not be questioned. Kayla is the asker of the questions. Here's question one.
So which comedian's daughters performed Taylor Swift's song Lover in front of a star-studded crowd? Was it Chris Rock, Adam Sandler, or Kevin James?
1738.
WTF.
I'm going to go with Adam Sandler.
That is the whitest 1738. Yeah. Like that SNL that bit. So Chet, is there? What do they say about it? Hurricane Chet. There's never been a whiter name than that. Yeah. It's true. It's true.
Funny bit.
The answer being Adam Sandler, and yes. Yes. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, just search Google SNL Hurricane Chet. It's quite amusing. WTF goes one zip. Here's question two.
So which Jonas brother will replace Gwen Stefani in season 18 of The Voice?
1738.
Wayne again.
Nick.
Kaylee, does your buzzer work?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. He said Nick. Hey, right again.
Yep.
Wow.
That's two zip from Wayne the Flagger. And I got to be honest with you, Kaylee. We can't let this happen.
No.
So, all important third and final question. Nick is going to be stepping in for season 18 of The Voice.
Yes.
So, we'll make this worth 18 game-winning points.
So, which Dancing with the Stars contestant told everyone that he and his wife are expecting baby number 6?
Good Lord.
Was it Kel Mitchell, Sean Spicer?
Is Wayne the Flagger knows.
Is it Vanderbeek?
Is it James Vanderbeek, perhaps? No wonder he's doing Dancing with the Stars. A, he's got to pay for all those kids.
Yeah.
And B, he's got to get out of that house. He's got to get out of that house. Is it James Vanderbeek? Sure is. Kaylee, I'm going to ask this one more time. Could you hit your buzzer just for fun?
Good night. Go.
Okay. Good.
Listen to this. By the time his 6th kid born, he will have 6 kids under the age of 10.
Oh my God.
Wow. A lot of baby making.
Good Lord. I can't even wrap my head around it. That's amazing. I also have an interesting picture in my head of Wayne the Flagger at the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival this weekend at Sunset Park. And it's awesome. It is awesome, the picture in my head. Have fun, my friend. Wayne the Flagger is today's champion of
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown. The greatest person in the world.
Kayla, as long as you're there and you're ready, let's go with you.
So I didn't know this. 1 in 5 students don't actually have access to clean clothes on a daily basis, making it much more likely for them to miss school.
What sort of student? Like elementary school students? You mean high school students?
No, literally grades, kindergarten through high school, everything. Yeah, so 1 in 5 students does not have access to clean clothes on a daily basis. Therefore, they are more likely to miss school. It is a fact here because the people from Whirlpool have done a study for years. I didn't realize they had this program called Care Counts. Mm-hmm. And for years, they've been putting Whirlpool washers and dryers in schools, some of which have happened here in Las Vegas, come to find out. It's an absolutely amazing program. Kids who miss school are 7 times more likely to drop out, and they're trying to combat that. So if you want to nominate a school, you can actually go to their website. If you go to whirlpool.com/care-counts, you can nominate a school there. They're giving out, from what I can understand in this article, they're giving out more than 100 more pairs this year. They want to double and even triple next year. So go nominate your school if you think you can use this, guys. And to Whirlpool, you is
the greatest person in the world.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. Little Jess.
Hey, so Dennis Liu, he's the writer for the comic book Raising Dion, and he's also the director for that Netflix series. So I'm going to give it to him because my son and I, who is 11 years old, we yelled at that TV. We made our snide remarks. And the actual story is about a single mom who discovers that her child, I'm sorry, she's a widow, that her child has superpowers. And it was just a nice bonding experience to watch this with my son. But not only that, just how much he pays attention to my parenting. Because every time Dion would do something, Dwayne would say, oh, he wouldn't be able to get away with that in our house.
Excellent.
So I loved it. So Dennis Liu, thank you for continuing to bring me and my son together. You is
the greatest person in the world.
Bench, you got it?
Yeah, in the movie Office Space, Milton is a guy who works there.
My stapler.
That guy. Well, he keeps getting paid, and the guys come in there at Initech, and they realize, this guy shouldn't be getting paid. He was fired years ago. Well, what are you going to do? You're going to fire him? Like, well, it'll just take care of itself. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. Enter 47-year-old Ronald Berry, who used to be a subway cleaner for the MTA in New York. He has had kind of the same gig for 4 years to the tune of $250,000. He apparently got fired. He claims he didn't know it, but he kept claiming a paycheck.
Yeah.
$62,500 a year, by the way.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Claimed he didn't know he got fired. But strangely enough, he was only showing up on payday.
Yeah.
strangely enough.
He says he didn't think he was doing anything wrong. He went on sick leave for high blood pressure and asthma, and he thought the paychecks were legit. Now, it might be fraud, but anytime you get one over on the man to the tune of $250,000.
You do love that.
What? Ronald Berry, damn, you is.
The greatest person in the world.
Ellen DeGeneres took a bunch of heat because they saw her at a football game the other day with George W. Bush.
Yeah.
And well, you know what? I'm just going to let her explain. I thought this was not only Ellen's my greatest person in the world, but I just thought this is, I don't know who needs to hear this today. Probably all of us.
People were upset. They thought, why is a gay Hollywood liberal sitting next to a conservative Republican president? But a lot of people were mad, and they did what people do when they're mad. They tweet. I'm friends with George Bush, and I'm friends with a lot of people who don't share the same beliefs that I have. We're all different, and I think that we've forgotten that that's okay that we're all different. But just because I don't agree with someone on everything doesn't mean that I'm not going to be friends with them. When I say be kind to one another, I don't mean only the people that think the same way that you do. I mean be kind to everyone.
Amen.
Yes. Right?
Who cares at the end of the day? Just be nice to people. Even if you disagree, it's okay. I was hugging politicians the other, you know, because I do a lot of different of these kind of events.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I can't hug a politician and not get yelled at for different things. And I'm like, they're all my friends. You don't believe it? No, I don't. In this particular case, They're still good people. Whatever. So anyway, Ellen, thank you so much for the reminder, and you just might be
the greatest person in the world. Finally, all of that listening pays off.
Yay! All right.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
Well, Jess, who is our contestant, please?
Cassandra Conitzer from Henderson.
Hello, Cassandra. So, Spence and Laura from the Southwest were both what today?
They were whistleblowers.
They were both whistleblowers with first-hand knowledge.
Yeah, it was first-hand knowledge. I saw Kayla cheating on a contest we were playing, and I let the world know. I whistleblowed.
Yep. I'm not sure what Laura blew the whistle on us for, but she did as well. She was also a whistleblower. You've got WWE SmackDown tickets.
Awesome! Thank you.
It's a great day. Enjoy it.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you. So warm today, like 90-ish today. Then it gets crazy windy tomorrow. And then, I'm not really sure what happens after that. No, it gets cooler and all of that stuff. So my point is, if you like it warm, today's your day. And get out and enjoy it. And otherwise, we will catch you back here tomorrow. Go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go.
We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow, P1s. Jeff
Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.